Year 1, Unit 3.5, Antibiotics. Medicine has transformed considerably from the late 1950s. In a decade, infections that had been feared as a source of misery and often death became curable. The greatest reason was the ready availability of penicillin. Alexander Fleming made the initial discovery of the antibacterial properties of the penicillin mold at Mary's Hospital, London, in 1928. About to discard a dish contaminated with the penicillium mold, he noticed that the bacteria, which prospered elsewhere on the plate, had either failed to grow at all or had died around the intrusion. Investigating the phenomenon, he discovered that the mold exuded a small amount of yellow liquid that affected bacteria. Fleming could not find a way to purify the yellow liquid in order to extract the active penicillin. In March 1940, the German biochemist Ernst Chain and his colleague Norman Heatley at Oxford University succeeded in producing a dry, still impure material. A test on eight mice in May 1940 showed the efficacy of the chemical in saving animals from fatal infection. Medical promise and wartime need now transformed penicillin from academic curiosity to scientific obsession. In 1951, the team of Oxford scientists, under the leadership of Howard Florey, successfully showed the potential value on a human patient. Howard Florey and Ernst Chain shared the Nobel Prize in Medicine with Alexander Fleming for the different roles in developing penicillin from an experiment in a petri dish to a mass-produced drug. By the end of the war, enough penicillin was being produced to meet American, then British, and soon European needs. The hope of more effective products led to a huge search for new antibiotics. The families of the tetracyclines and products of the streptomycetes confirmed these hopes. However, the 1950s saw the emergence of bacteria that appeared to be able to resist even the newer drugs. By 1960, methicillin, capable of resisting the dreaded Staphylococcus aureus, had been prepared and was quickly launched. Other ways of making new penicillin were soon developed, and such familiar products as ampicillin and amoxicillin were discovered and widely disseminated. Again, bacteria resistant to methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, Amarisae, were shortly discovered. But it was only in the 1990s that they became widespread. It was soon clear that the attitude to penicillins as wonder drugs and the abuse that had accompanied it had fostered the growth of these feared organisms. It was also showed that infections could be managed by antibiotics such as penicillin, but never eradicated.